Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to testify. Solomon. Every African is expected to contribute his share in strengthening our organization and in consolidating our unity to accelerate the victory of the freedom struggle. The word of the Lion of Yehuda has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, the first Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of Xavier, God, and Neho, a greater than Solomon, is here.
Christos. The love shown by our God, you understand, to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christos to do all in our power to see to it, to see to it that the message of salvation is carried to those of our fellows, our brethren and our sistren, who have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. And this is the word of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, speaking on religion.
I am pondering the salvation, Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Flying from the high meditation, way up above, way up above. Me flying from the ring the salvation, Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, high up on the high meditation, way up above, way up above. Me say the class them for me, them can't fool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jaja give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real reality. No life in the driveway can't bring peace. You can't sleep during evil and still hate the peace. Me tell you this is a serious thing, war my teeth. Every fight in every fight in me. Flying from the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Flying from the high meditation. Play up above, play up above. We try and find the ring that salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, high up on a high meditation. Pay up above, pay up above. The sure love is my nature, but you see me not gonna go against me creator. Those who go against time and meter, well me tell you say your judgment will be greater. Tribes and Pharisees coming in like flies. Thinking of them laws being gonna compromise. Think of it them doing Rasta cheating tonight. Judgment for them, take them, behold it with your eyes, yeah. Triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Triumph on the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, high up on a high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Yeah, but they just not in the water. Cause they think they man no bow down and worship no monster. Look them drinking blood and still eating up the flesh, yeah. Them polluting all the liquor daughters. Telling Rastafari is a spiritual thing. Rastamana in a their religion, my friend. Just because me speak out loud and vex once again. But the whole world must keep them praising, yeah, yeah. Flying from the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Flying from the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me flying from the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. High up on the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me say the class them for me, them can't fool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jah Jah give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real reality. No life in a dry fight can't bring peace. You can't see it doing evil and still hate the peace. Me tell you this is a serious thing, war must cease. If we fight in love, we fight in peace. I am pondering the salvation, Jaja is love, Jaja is love. I am pondering high meditation, play a purple, play a purple. I am pondering the salvation, Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, I am pondering high meditation, play a purple, play a purple.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Inside for peace, love, harmony, quietness, cultural and proper reasoning that the people are not getting from up top. So we all have to unite down the bottom, down the bottom.
Abandoned Ethiopia to Mussolini. Your Imperial Majesty, what were your own personal feelings at that time?
My personal feeling with my hope, I continue to struggle to have our freedom from the fascists.
Did you ever give up hope, Your Imperial Majesty?
Never. In any time, I continue with big hope because I have a relation with my patriot people. I continue to encourage them. They continue their struggle.
His claim against Italy was not supported. On the contrary, the Assembly decided that the economic sanctions voted earlier against Italy should be ended. Thus, the Ethiopian Empire was annexed and was joined with Eritrea and Italian Somaliland to form Italian East Africa. And the Emperor sought refuge in England as plain Mr. Tafari Makonnen. His imperial crown was kept locked up in a London safe.
You kept working while you were in Britain. You were in exile in Britain. For how many years?
4 years and a half.
And you knew all during that period that someday your day would come?
If I haven't this hope, I can't resist to live with this hope. I hope, very strong hope, I live 4 years and a half in England.
In England, he received sympathy, the offer of a role in a movie, and an invitation to appear at the Texas Centennial Exhibition, but little financial support for a proposed $10 million war chest. He didn't give up hope of what he called the ultimate triumph of international justice, and he continued to appeal for it. In 1940, Italy declared war on the Western Allies in World War II. Haile Selassie was then flown to Khartoum in the Sudan to start rallying some of his 10 million former subjects into taking arms with British troops. And when the British forces defeated the Italians and occupied Addis Ababa, the Lion of Judah joyfully went back to his throne on the 5th of May, 1941, and resumed his reign. Country like today, do you have many problems in Ethiopia?
The famine problem and the yellow problem is good.
Yes, the problem we have in Ethiopia is essentially the same as in all other developing countries. The problem that we face is how to quickly raise the standard of living of our people, how to strengthen our democratic constitution in practice. But there is no problem as opposition to the state or opposition to me.
Since his restoration in 1941, the Lion of Judah has carried out a program of modernization and of political and social reform, and has begun to westernize the 2,000-year-old Coptic Christian Ethiopia. He created a strong, centralized monarchy. The country, with its 22 million people, revolves around his personal rule.
You are descended, Your Imperial Majesty, from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
This is just our story, ancient story. The Queen of Sheba, she goes to visit Solomon, King Solomon. She met one friend. She returned back to her country. Our story says since that time, we turned from King Solomon country.
Haile Selassie comes from a line that traditionally sprang from the admiring visit of Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, to King Solomon. She, an Arabian queen, went to Jerusalem to test the wisdom of Solomon, who is said to be the wisest of the kings of Israel, about 950 years before Christ. In the scriptures, the book of 2 Chronicles tells that King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba all her desire. The traditional story holds that Menelik, son of their romance, went to the state of Aksum, which is Sheba, or Shoah, as it is called today, and which is the main province of Ethiopia, and became the first Ethiopian emperor. This, for the Ethiopian Amharic Christians, who came originally from Arabia, is the beginning of their royal line. From Menelik, most late rulers of Ethiopia, including Haile Selassie, have claimed descent.
You are the 334th in the line of succession.
Yes, exactly.
And the 134th of the Christian kings. Christianity came to Ethiopia, I believe, in 330 A.D.
If you read the Bible, you can't get this. What time the Christianity comes in Ethiopia?
The book of Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament mentions the story of the first convert to Christianity. That was the Ethiopian eunuch, who was the courtier of Candace, Queen of Ethiopia. He had been up to worship at Jerusalem, and on his way home, driving along in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah, met the apostle Philip, who preached to him about Christ, the Son of God. And when the eunuch believed, Philip baptized him in the water, and the eunuch went on his way home rejoicing. This, according to the Bible, is the first Ethiopian to be converted to Christianity. The story is found in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 39.
Ethiopia has been a Christian country since the 4th century. In the year 341 A.D., a certain Frumentius, on a journey from Tyre with his brother, was captured at an Ethiopian port and sent to King Izana at Aksum. The two young men won the confidence of the king and began to evangelize the country. Later, Frumentius went to Alexandria, where he was consecrated by Athanasius the Great, Patriarch of Alexandria and writer of the Creed, to be the first bishop of Ethiopia. Since then, Ethiopia remained a province of the Coptic Church of Alexandria, which always consecrated an Egyptian monk as archbishop or abuna of this dependent church and sent him away to Ethiopia. Since 1959, and after a struggle for self-independence, the archbishopric of Ethiopia was raised to a patriarchate by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, who retains a primacy of honor in Ethiopia. The Coptic Church, and consequently the Ethiopian Church, belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. There are thousands of churches in Ethiopia, usually round, made of mud bricks, and thatched with straw. They contain three concentric circles, and in the center, behind doors, is the sanctuary with a square altar on which stands the Ark of the Covenant. The church now celebrates the liturgy in a dead version of Amharic, which is called Jais. Haile Selassie was born on July 24, 1891, and was named Ras Tafari Makonnen. His father was a viceroy to the throne and had his son privately tutored in French at the age of 6. At 18, shortly after his father died, he became governor of a province. In 1928, he led the troops that killed Empress Zoditu's husband, who was not of royal blood, and became regent. He became emperor on November 2, 1930, and was crowned Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, King of Zion, conquering lion of the seed of Judah, power of the Trinity.
Your Imperial Majesty, you were 39 years old when you were crowned in 1930.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about the day of the coronation?
Yes, my coronation day was very memorable to me. Not only we had Ethiopian participants in the event, but also a lot of foreign emissaries partook in the celebration of the coronation day.
The coronation itself was a Coptic service, Your Imperial.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, all the days of old, all the days of old, all the days of old. All
I shall never pray.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Plus they put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me know.
Shalom Chaparimi. here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be
exalted.
Places you walk in, mind the way you turn. Watch out for the vampires who will sneak up in the dark. Watch out for the big time thief who claims say that them smart. Spring in the crack on the gun to come and shop the youths them heart. Earth are on red, then you will not see them on a secret. I hear our next few days. Here I next you then, yeah. Mark of the beast are coming and are sneaking under my feet. A revelation time, check the signs of the time, you know feel the heat. Now you feel the youth, them leg out of street, man, you know settings not go sweet. Some man a hustle, man a shuffle, hungry belly day, I can't find food to eat. Earth are run red, then you will have to eat, wanna keep bread. I hear a next few days, whoa. Earth are run red, then you will have to eat, wanna keep bread. I hear a next few days, yeah. It doesn't make no sense, I tell them and them put down the gun. I can't turn your back on it, life gone down. These are the times we should have some fun. Give thanks to Jah cause the man soon come. Don't forget no sense, I tell them and them left up all the tricks. I can't turn your back on it, that man get tricked. Mama, earth are on red. Then you will not see, they will not see red. Here are next few days. Yeah. Earth are on red. See them on a TV. I hear a next few days.
We'll be right back.
And he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. that bringeth forth fruit in his due season. Nor shall his leaves wither, nor shall his locks wither, nor shall he be smitten by the sun of the day, nor shall he be smitten by the moon of the night. But be prosperous in the way that he goes, in the way of our Lord. Just trust the far eye, highly lost the eye.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here. Hear Shema Yisrael. Hear the Shalishi for Shabbat, Fikudei for Sabbath, Fikudei Sabbath, the sums, the accounting. And for a double. Hear for a double portion. We have the Sheishi for Shabbat Wayakahela Fikudei for a double portion. This is the Sheishi. This is the sixth Aliyah. Sheishi Kashahena Mechov. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, the cipher, Shemot, the cipher of the names, Exodus chapter 39. Here. Here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for a double portion, the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, for the double portion corresponding to Pikudei, the Shalishi for Pikudei. Wayaasa eta me'il lahai foda ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of ha'efod, of the effort, woven work, all blue. Wayaasa eta me'il ha'efod ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of the ephod. Wayaasa eta me'il, the me'il, the robe, the me'il ha'efod, the robe of the ephod, me'il ha'efod, ma'iseya orega, woven work, ma'ise oreg, kalila tikelet, all of blue, all of sky blue. And there was an hole in the midst of the robe as the hole of a habergoin, a band round about the hole that it should not rend, that it should not rip. And the whole of the robe in the midst thereof as the whole of a coat of mail with a binding round about the whole of it, that it should not be rent, that it should not be ripped. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates, blue and purple and scarlet, twined linen. And they made bells, pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And they made coats, fine linen, woven work for Aharon and for Benaiah, for his sons, and a mitre, and a turban, fine linen, and goodly bonnets, fine linen, and linen breeches, fine twine linen, and a girdle, fine twine linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, needlework, as Jehovah commanded Moses, and they made the plate of the holy crown, pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Wayaisua eta sitsa nezer. And they made the plate of the crown. Wayaisua eta sitsa nezeraha kodesha zahaba tahora. Wayikatavua alayowa mikatava petucheya chotama kodesh layahua. And they made the plate of the holy crown, wayaisua eta sisa nezer hakodesh, the nezer hakodesh, the holy crown, zahava tahor, pure gold, zahav tahor, tiru. Zahabat ahor, wayikatavu, and wrote alayo upon it, mikatav, from the writing, pi tucheya chotam, like the engraving of a signet, pi tuche chotam, like the engraving of a chotam, a signet, kodesh la Yahuwah. Kodesh, holy, set apart, Layahuah, to Jehovah, Kodesh, Layahuah. And they tied to it a lace of blue to fasten on high, upon the mitre, upon the turban, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Thus, like this, was all the walk, all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent, of the congregation finished. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe. So did they. Wa tekela kola evodata mishkana ohela moed. Wa ya isua Bnei Yisrael kola asheres iwa Yahuwah eta Moshe kin asu. Thus, like this, was finished all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting. Watekel, kola, evodata, mishkana, ohela, moed. And the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. Waya isu wa b'nei Yisrael, kukol asher, siwah Yahuwah, et Moshe. So did they. Ken also. So did they. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear would be where the Rabbi, here the Rabbi, here the fourth Aliyah, fourth up offering for the last Torah portion in the second book of Moshe, Fikudei, the fourth Aliyah. Verse 33, Exodus chapter 39, verse 33, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, ascension offering, Revi'i. Waya viu etaha mishkana illa Moshe etaha ohel. We etakola kalayo. Ke ra sayo. Ke ra shayo. Be rihai. Be rihayo. Be riho. Be rihayo. We amudayo. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, to Moshe, the tent, and all his furniture, his tatchets, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets. Wayaviu, and they brought Wayaviu etaha mishkan, and they brought the mishkan. Wayaviu etaha mishkana il Moshe to Moses. Eta ha ohel, the tent, the ohel, ha ohel, we eta kola kelayu, and all his furniture, kerasayo, its class, kerashayo, his boards, beriho, his bars, we amudayo, and his pillars, Wa'e danayo, and its sockets, and the covering of rams' skins dyed red, and the covering of badgers' skins, and the veil of the covering, and the ark of the testimony, and the staves thereof, and the mercy seat, the table, all the vessels thereof, and the shewbread, the bread of the presences, the pure menorah, the pure lampstand, the lamps thereof, the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof of Ha, and the oil for light, the golden mizbeach, the golden altar, and the anointing, the messiahing, the christening, the christening oil, the messiahing oil, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet incense, and the hanging for the tabernacle door. The brazen altar and his grate of brass, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, the cloths of service to do service in the holy, in the set apart, HaKodesh, and the holy garments for Aharon, HaKohen, Aaron the priest, and Banayo and his son's garments, to minister in the priest's office. According to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moshe, so the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, made all the work. And Moshe did look upon all the work And behold, they had done it as Jehovah had commanded. Even so had they done it. And Moses and Moshe blessed them. Vayare'e Moshe et kol laha milakah. Vehine asu otaha ka'asher asiwah Yahuwah. Kain asu vayabareka otam Moshe. And Moshe saw. Vayare Moshe, and Moses saw. Vayare Moshe, et kol ha-melacha. And Moses saw, kol ha-melacha, melacha. He saw all the melacha, ha-melacha, all the work. Wehine, and look, see, here it is. And behold, wehine, asu otaha. And behold, they had done it. Wehine, asu otaha. They had done it. Ka'asher as'iwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded. Ka'asher as'iwah Yahuwah, Cain also. Even so had they done it. Cain also. Vayavareka otama Moshe, and Moses blessed them. Vayabarek otam Moshe, and Moshe Bless them.
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. prayer. We have today's daily song. We have song. We have song.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. The dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Mizmor Ayin He, Lam Natseh Al Tashhet, Mizmor Le'asaf Shir. הודינו לך אלוהים, הודינו וקרוב שמך, סיפרו נפלאותיך. כי אקח מועד, אני משרים אשפוט. נבוגים ארץ וכל יושביה, אנוכי תיקמתי עמודיה סלע. אמרתי להוללים, אל תהולו, ולרשעים אל תרימו קרן, אל תרימו למרום קרניכם, תדברו וצבר עתק, כי לא ממוצא וממערב, ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים, כי חוס ביד אדוני, ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה, אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדע, תרוממנה קרנות צדיק.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey,
Ein, Hey,
Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Lamnat Eyach, Ala Tashchet, Mizmor, Le Asaf, Shir, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnat Eyach, Al Tashchet, Al Tashchet, do not destroy, Mizmor, Le Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, Shir, a song, Mizmor le'Asaf, a chant, Isis of Asaf, Shir, a song, Hodinu le'ka, Elohim hodinu, Wikarov shemeka, Sipruah nifloteka, we, I and I, give thanks to thee, O Elohim, Hodinu le'ka, Elohim hodinu, we give thanks, Hodinu, and thy name is near. Wikarob Shemeka. Men tell of thy wondrous works. Sipru Nifloteka. Hodinu Leka. Elohim. Hodinu. Wikarob Shemeka. Sipru Nifloteka. Kiek Acha Moed. Ani Mesharim Eshpot. When I take the appointed time, I myself will judge with equity. Ki Ekach Moed. When ki ekach, I take moed, the appointed time, the aggregation, the appointment, moed, ki ekach, moed, ani mesharim eshpot, I myself, ani, will judge with equity, mesharim, equity, eshpot, will judge, I will judge, ani, mesharim eshpot, ne mogim eretz, I will call la yishveha, ano ki tikanti, Amudeha Selah, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved, I myself establish the pillars of it, Selah. Nimogim Eretz Wukola Yishveha, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof of her are dissolved. Mogim Eretz Wukola Yishveha, Anoki. I myself, Anoki, Tikanti, I myself establish Amudeha, the pillars, her pillars, Selah, Diasama, pause. Amarti, Laholim, Ala Taholu, Willa Rishai, Ala Tarimu Karen, I say, have said to the arrogant, Amarti, Laholim, to the Holim, to the arrogant, Ala taholu, deal not arrogantly, al taholu, willa rishaim, ala tarimu karen, and to the wicked, willa rishaim, the ratchet, lift not up the horn, al tarimu karen, al tarimu, lama roma karnekem, tidabrua bez awara ataka, lift not up your horn on high, al tarimu, La maroma karnekem, lift not up y'all horn, karnekem, on high, la marom, al tarimu, la maroma karnekem, tedavrua bez awara ataka, speak not insolence with a haughty neck, tedavrua bez awara ataka, ki loa mia motza ua mia ma'raba, willoa mi dabara harima, for neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh lifting up. Ki loa mia motzau mia ma'rab. For not mia motza, for not from the east ua mia ma'rab, nor from the ma'rab from the west, willoa mi midbar harim. Nor yet from the midbar, willoa mi midbar, harim, lifting up, cometh lifting up. Ki Elohim shofet, ze yashpil, with ze yarim, for Elohim is the judge. Ki Elohim shofet, he putteth down one, ze yashpil, and lifteth up another, with ze yarim. Ki Elohim shofet, ze yashpil, with ze yarim. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah v'yayin chamar malaya mesheka v'yagira mizeh. aka shemareha yemtsua yishtua kola rishae haret. For in the hand of Yahuwah of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, there is a cup with foaming wine, full of mixture, and He pours out of the same. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, of the earthly plain, shall drain them and drink them. Ki kos, for a cup, for a chalice. Biyad Yahuwah is in the hand, biyad, in the yad of Yahuwah of Jehovah. With yayina chamar, with yayin and the wine, chamar, and the wine here, with foaming wine full of mixture, with foaming wine full of mixture, full of mixture. With yayina chamar, malay meshek, malay full, malay mesek, 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 malay mesek. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah wi yayina chamar, malaya meseka wi yagira mize, aka shimareha yimtsu yishtu kol rishae aret. And he pours out of the same, he pours out of the same, wi yagira mize, ak, surely, aka shimareha, Akshimareha, surely the dregs thereof, her dregs, yimtsu, yimtsu, yishtu, surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall drain them and drink them, draining them and drinking them, yimtsu, yimtsu, sucking and drinking them, yimtsu, yishtu, akola rishae aretz, all the rishae aretz. Call a rishay aret. Wani agid al olam zamra lelohe yaikov. But as for I and I, wani agid, agid, I will declare, and I will declare, I do declare. Wani agid le olam, for I will le olam zamra. I will sing, chant I zamra, zamra lelohe yaikov. I would chant, Eyes is Lelohe to the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob. We call a Karneya Rishoim, Ea Gadea, Te Romamna, Karnot Tzadik, all the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, also will I cut off. We call a Karney and all the Karney and all the horns of Rishoi, of the ratchet, Ea Gadea. Gadea, I will cut off. Te romamna karnotas arik, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up, shall be lifted up. Te romamna karnot, the horns of arik, the righteous. Te romamna karnotas arik, 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 karnotas.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor Ayin He, Lamnatseh al Tashhet, Mizmor Leasaf Shir. Hodinu lecha Elohim, hodinu vekarov shemecha, siperu nifleotecha. Ki ekach moed ani mesharim eshpot, nebogim eretz vechol yoshebeha, anochi tikkanti ammudeha sela. Amarti laholelim, al tahollu, velareshaim al tarimu karen, al tarimu lammarom karnechem, תדברו וצבר עתק, כי לא ממוצא וממערב, ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים, כי חוס ביד אדוני, ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה, אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדיה,
Teromamna karnot tzaddik.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik? But who want the next verse with Amarik?
مزمور سبارات بك النف سوامس لما زمران عليك أتتفى يا أصافي مسجانا مزمور عبيتون نام سجن هال النام سجن هال نسمهن من نترال سامرات الهلو ناقرال يزيون سك أبرني بك نفردال مدرن نابر صوص يمنورو تهلو كالتو أنيم صوصو اتشوانات النام አመጠኞችን አትበድሉ አልኳቸው ኃጢአተኞችንም ቀንዳችሁን አታንሱ ቀንዳችሁን እስከ ላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመጽን አትናገሩ ክብር ከምስራቅ ወይም ከምዕራብ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚህ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰ የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
Psalm 75 Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, Deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, Lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Salam to Aina Yisterling, paternal ling, 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 paternal ling. Salam to Aina Yisterling, fraternal greetings, here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Psalm 75, Mezmor Seba Amist, Seba Amist. Themed here, Amarinya, here we'll be reading the English KJV alongside the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, according to the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, and here in the Parallel Bible published by the Lion of Judah Society, here we have the Psalms, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore, the Psalms, the chants, the eyes, the intonation of Dawit, Psalms of David, here, 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 Parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic text. Originally published by Moa Anbesazem, Neged Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, has prevailed. Karmawi Karmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Siyume Xiavia, Elect of God, Negus Negesse, Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, 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 we have an introduction, annotation, and a brief commentary here in this special Jubilee printing from 2011 AD. But today's daily psalm, right here, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, Seba Arat, Seba Amist. The Kinfuist Seba Amis. So in the ancient, known as 74, in the parentheses corresponding to the today's numbering of the psalm, it is Seba Amis, 75. Has a theme right here, Le Melekotawi Danya Yekareve Zemare. Le Melekotawi Danya, Danya, for to the divine, Le Melekotawi Danya, Danya, judge. Yekarebe Zemare. Yekarebe, that which is presented, brought near. Yekarebe Zemare, Zemare. From the same root as Mezmor, which is psalm in the Royal Amharic, the pure language of the Sun and Negus, the language of the Negus, the Sun and Negus Neges. Mezmor, Mezmor, as we have Mezmore, Dawit, Psalm of David, chant, intonation. Here we have Zemare, Zemare, a chant, this ancient Afro-Shemitic word also found within the Hebrew. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed the nation's gratitude. But here, we're going to read and write up with today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here the superscription, Lemezemrana Leka. Atatifa, Ye Asaf, Ye Miskana Mezmor. The English translation says, to the chief musician. It's a superscription which in the Sefer Tehillim and the Hebrew Psalter accounts in the ancient as the first verse. But it's a superscription, the title. Le Mezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the Aleka of the Mezemran. Le Mezemran Aleka, Atatifa, Atatifa. Corresponding with the Hebrew, we have here in the Hebrew, La menatzeyach, al tashchet, tashchet, destroy, al tashchet, do not destroy. Corresponding with the Royal Amharic, atatifa, atatifa, don't destroy, don't cause it to be lost, don't destroy, atatifa, atatifa. Le mezemrana leka, atatifa, ye asaf, ye miskana mezmor, of asaf, of asaf, ye miskana, of thanks, of praises. Yeah, of Miskana, Miskana, thanks, praise, Mezmor, a chant, and eyes is of thanks and praise. This here corresponds with the ancient, the Hebraic, La Menatzeyach, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, La Menatzeyach, Al Tashchet, Mizmor, Le Asaf, Shir, Le Asaf, of Asaf, Shir. In the Hebrew, it's a Shir, it's a song for the leader, chief musician, Al Tashchet. Do not destroy. A psalm, a chant, eyes is of Asaf, a song. Bamarinya the Metzaf Kedus in the Book of the Seven Seals. Le Mezemrana Leka, Atatefa, Ye Asaf, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Kuteran, verse 1. Avetu, Ina Mesegin Halen, Ina Mesegin Halen, Sim Hinema in Teralen, Ta Amratehina Hulu Inagralo.
to thee, to the I, O God, Abetu, Abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu, Inna Mesagin Halen, do we, do I and I, thank thee I, Inna Mesagin Halen, Inna Mesagin Halen, I and I, thank thee I, Abetu, Abetu, Inna Mesagin Halen, Inna Mesagin Halen, Simhinim in Teralen, to the I, do we, do I and I give thanks, young for Isis, Miskana, in Amesagin Halen, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare, Simhinim, Simh, the I male name, Simhinim, and as for the I's male name, Simhinim, in the Teralen, do we call on the I name, the I male name, Simhinim in Teralen, Tamratihin Hulu in Agralo, Tamratih, the I wonders, amazing work, Tamratih, Tamratihin Hulu, 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 all in Agralo. I speak, I tell, for thy name is near, KJV has thy wondrous works declare. All of your amazing ta'amrat, ta'amratihin, hulu, inagralo. I speak, I tell, inagralo. I talk of all your amazing, your wonderful ta'amrat, ta'amrat, that which is quite highly, highly, is the word in gu'ez, it's like to know. It has to do with knowledge, but often it's translated as miracles because it's a high, high, high knowledge. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. They're amazing. But the root of miracle or wondrous in this sense is that which is past usual ordinary man's comprehension. It's learned. It's highly known, highly knowledgeable. The science, the high science. Tamratihin hulu inagralu kuter hulet. Verse 2. Gizewina sikevel ine bekin ifardalo. When I receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. Gizewin, Gizewin, the time sikevel, when I receive, when I kevele, sikevel, Gizewinna sikevel, ine, I, bekin, uprightly, ifardalo, I will judge. Gizewin sikevel, ine, bekin, ifardalo, uter, source, verse 3. Midrina, beerswa, wista, yaminorut, hulu, akeletu, ine, ma, misesochuana, atenao. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Midrina be'erswa wista yaminorut hulu keletu. Midrina, midr, earth, the land. Midrina, the land, and be'erswa, in her, within her, yaminorut, those who dwell, those who live, hulu, all keletu, they melt. Iname and I, misesochuan, the pillars, atenau, can also be in the sense I study, but also in the sense that we have here in the KJV to say, I bear up, atenau. Iname, misesochuan, atenau. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ametzenyochin atbedlu alhuacho chati atenyochinim kendachohuna tansu. I said to the fools, Ametzenyoch, here we have the rebels, Bamarinya and Nemharik and the Metzav Kedus here in the Book of the Seven Seals and the Psalms and the Mezmore Dawit, here in Mezmore Dawit, Seba Arat, the Kintwist Seba Amist, Psalm 75, it says, Ametzenyochin. Ametzenyoch, rebels, Ametzenyochin, with that the nir at the end as a direct object marker for the verb, Ametzenyochin, the rebels, atabedlu al huacho. Don't do wrong, atabedlu al huacho. Ametzenyochin, atabedlu al huacho. Chatiatenyochinim, kendachuhun atansu. Deal not foolishly. Don't wrong, atabedlu, al-huacho, I have said to them, al-huacho, and to the wicked, chatiatenyochinim, and to the sinners, the uckers, to the chatiatenyochinim, and to the sinners, kendachuhun, atansu, kendachu, your horn, y'all horn, kendachuhun, atansu, don't lift up y'all horn. The il canudo, kendachuhun atansu, kuter amis, verse 5. እንዳችሁን እስክላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመፅን አትናግሩ Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. ከንዳችሁን እስክላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመፅን አትናገሩ Here we have በአማርኛ Y'all horn ከንዳችሁን እስክላይ high high to the above አታንሱ don't lift up በእግዚአብሔርም and upon the Egziabiharim lie against the sustainer, Egziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father, the Egziabiharim lie, Ametzin Atanagaru. Don't speak rebellion. Don't speak Amet. Don't speak Amet. Ametzin Atanagaru. Don't speak rebellion. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Kubr ka misraka waim ka raba waim ka midre beda yelemna for promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south kubr ka misrak from the east waim ka rab nor from the west waim or ka midre beda from the desert yelemna For it is not, promotion is not from the east or the west, the Misraq or the Mi'rab, or Midre Beda, not from the desert, the Midre of the Beda, Midre Beda, Yelemina, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Egziabiha Farajnawina, Yehinya Wardal, Yehinima Yakavral. But God, Egziabiha, to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father, is the judge. Egziabihir Farajnawina Yehinya Wardal Yehinima Yakavral He putteth down one Yehin Yawardal Yehinima Yakavral and setteth up and honoreth another. He causes one to be humbled or humiliated and he honors the other. Egziabihir Farajnawina Yehinya Wardal Yehinima Yakavral Note that the psalm is saying, Le melekotawi danya yekrebe zemare, a chant, an intonation that is presented for the divine. Melekotawi danya, le melekotawi danya chanhoi, le melekotawi danya yekrebe zemare. This verse here, verse kuter sabat egziavya farajnu winna, yihin ya warzal, yihinim ya kavra, kuter cement, verse 8. Sewa be gziavi herijna winna. Yala tek lakele ye woint ejamolabet. Kaziwa de zia a galabeto. Negrina talawa la fesesen. Ye midarachatia tenyo chulu. Yet et tutal. For in the hand of a gziavi her sustaining the good generous arm, there is a cup, there is a chalice. Sewa be gziavi herijna winna. And the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out. Drink! According to the reading without italicization, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring them out and drink them, or all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out. Drink! Bamarinya, Sewabe gaziyavi herijna winna. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te jamolabet. Here it says not being mixed. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te wine molabet is filled in it without mixture. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te jamolabet. Kazi what is ya? Galaveto like poured from here to there in that sense. Kazi what is ya? Galaveto negergin atalau ala fesesem. But the dregs. Mention the dregs, I will not drink, yeah. Midr, the dregs of the cup, I'm not going to drink, yeah. Midr of the earth, chatiatenyo chulu, it etutal. But all of the sinners, the akas, the chatiatenyo of the earth shall drink, yeah. Midr chatiatenyo chulu, it etutal. Kuter zeten, verse 9. Inegin, lezalem adesa yelenyan, le yaikobim mamlak zemarin akarvalo. but I will declare forever, forever. I will sing praises, Isis, to the God, the true good, to the source of Yaakov, the source of Jacob, the God of Jacob. Ine gin, but I, ine I gin, however, as for I, ine gin, lezalem desilenyal. I will be des, happy, joyful, desilenyal, happy, joyful forever, lezalem desilenyal. Le Yaakovim amlak, and for the source, the amlak of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. I will present my chant, my eyes as my song, to the source of Jacob, of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. Kutarasar, verse 10. Yehatianin akendoch hulu is abralo. Yes, arikan akendoch gin kef kef yulalo. All the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, also will I cut off. Yehatianin akendoch hulu is abralo. Yehatianin kendoch, and of the uckers, the horns, hulu, all of them, is abralo. I will break all the horns of the uckers. Yes, arikana kendoch gin. However, the horns of the righteous, yes, arikana kendoch gin. Kef kef yelalu. But the horns of the righteous shall be, they shall be lifted high, 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 high. They shall be lifted high, 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 high. Yes, I. Rastafari. 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 Rastafari.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Don't be discouraged by the pitfalls and their worries. They endure for the night, for joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain. It will be over.
still we striving for better. And we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose control, they'll send someone to run you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll...
מזמור עין ה, למנצח אל תשחט, מזמור לאסף, שיר. הודינו לך, אלוהים, הודינו וקרוב שמך, סיפרו נפלאותיך. כי אקח מועד, אני משרים אשפוט. נמוגים ארץ וכל יושביה, אנוכי תקמתי עמודיה, סלע. אמרתי להוללים, אל תהולו. ולרשעים אל תרימו קרן, אל תרימו למרום קרניכם, תדברו וצבר עתק. כי לא ממוצא וממערב, ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים. כי חוס ביד אדוני, ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה, אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדיה, תרוממנה קרנות צדיק.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Ain, Hey, Mizmor, Ain, Hey, 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 here. Today's Psalm, Psalm 75, Mizmor, Ain, Hey, Mizmor, Ain, Hey. Psalm, LXXV, you hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, hear after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek order. So here today's psalm, Mizmor Ayin, Hey, Psalm 75, for the leader, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Lamnatzeach, Al Tashchet, for the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy, or Al Tashchet, destroy not. Lamnatzeach, Al Tashchet, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, destroy not. Al Tashchet. Here the superscription, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, today's psalm. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar HaKatub. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar HaKatub. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not fail thee, neither destroy thee. Hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not fail thee, neither destroy thee. Ki ela rahum Yahuwah Eloheka, lo yarpeka, lo yashachiteka. For he who he be, thy Elohim, is a merciful El. Ki El Rachum Yahuwah Eloheka. He will not fail thee, Lo Yarteka. Neither destroy thee, with Lo Yashachiteka. Ki El Rachum Yahuwah Eloheka, Lo Yarteka, with Lo Yashachiteka. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26, where it reads, And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. And I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Wa'eta palela, Eli Yahuwah, wa'omar, Adonai Yahweh, Allah tashacheta ameka, and I pray, Wa'etapalel, Eli Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, Wa'etapalel, Eli Yahuwah, Wa'omar, and said, and I said, Wa'omar, and I said, Adonai Yahweh, O Adonai, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Allah tashchet ameka, destroy not thy people. Al tashchet ameka. Destroy not thy people. Al tashchet ameka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered Moses. I will not destroy, as is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10. And the Lord hearkened to me that time also. The Lord would not destroy thee. And the Lord hearkened to I that time also. The Lord would not destroy thee, the I. Wayishma Yahuwah Elai, Gama Bapa Ama Hahiya, Loava Yahuwah, Hashachiteka. And he who be, who he be, hearkened, heard. Wayishma Yahuwah and Jehovah. Hearken and Jehovah heard. Wayishma Yahuwah Elai to I. Gam Bapa'am. That time also. Gam also. Bapa'am. At that time that I were also. Hahi. Gam Bapa'am. Hahi. Loava Yahuwah. Hashachiteka. He who be who he be would not destroy thee. Loava. Yahuwah Hashachiteka. Asaph also said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. Even as thou didst hearken to Moshe, to Moses, so hearken to us, so hear to I and I. Hence, in saying, Al-Tashchet, destroy not. Hence, here, in saying, Al-Tashchet, destroy not. And here, a Midrash note for Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, Al-Tashchet, destroy not. According to the PE, the printed edition, the ET, the edited text has, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. According to the edited text, it reads, O Lord God, destroy not thy people. Adonai Yahweh, al tashchet ta'ameka. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26. Adonai Yahweh, al tashchet ta'ameka. Asaf meant, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, chasten me, chasten I. Yes, but as a man chastens, disciplines his son, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 25. As a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee, I, disciplineth thee. And here, a correction, a print, a typo, is Devarim, Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 5, where it reads, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Ki ka'asher yasir ish et bno, Yahweh Eloheka, me yasareka. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5, that as a man chasteneth, disciplineth, instructeth, his son. Ki yakasher yasir ish et bno, so Jehovah, he who be, we be thy Elohim, true God, power, chasteneth thee, the Yahuwah, Eloheka, me yasareka. Ki yakasher yasir ish et bno, Yahuwah, Eloheka, me yasareka. Fuller verse, and thou shalt consider in thy heart, and thou shalt consider where yada'ita ima be babeka le laveka le babeka in thy heart le babeka where yada'ita and to know the eyes to know where yada'ita ima le babeka ki kasher yaser isha et bno Yahuwah Eloheka me yasareka. And he also said, even in the time in the Iowa when thou didst no miracles for us, for I and I, did we not give thee thanks? Did I and I not give thee thanks? Do for us, for I and I, and we, I and I, shall thank thee the more, shall thank the I the more. As is said even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically the second verse. We give thanks to thee, O God. We, I and I, give thanks, and thy name is near. Hodinu lecha, Elohim, hodinu. Wik aroba shemeka, sipurua nifaloteka. We, I and I, give thanks to thee, to the I. Hodinu lecha, Elohim, we give thanks. Hodinu, wikarob, and near, wikarob, shemeka, and near, the I male name. The I male name is near. The Hashem is near. Wikarob, shemeka, siparu, nifaloteka, they tell, siparu, nifaloteka, of thy wondrous works. Thy wondrous works. Hodinu lecha Elohim, hodinu, wikarov shemeka, sipru lif nifloteka. By these words, Asaf meant, we give thanks to thee, to the I. Hodinu lecha, to the I male, when thou, the I, bringest good and hodinu lecha, hodinu lecha, and we, I and I, give thanks to thee, the I, male, when thou, the I, imposest suffering, whether thou, the I, bringest good, or imposes suffering, we, I and I, give thanks to thee, to the I, hodinu lecha, and thy name is near, wikaro shemeka, and thy name, thy male name, shemeka, karo, wikaro shemeka, that is, thy name, shemeka, is in our mouths, in I and I mouths. Men did tell of thy wondrous works. Sipru nifa leoteka. Men did tell, Sipru, they did tell, Sipru, of thy wondrous works. Nifa leoteka. Sipru nifa leoteka. When shall we, I and I, tell? When shall we tell? At the time, the hour of redemption. As is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, that reads, when I reach the appointed time, I shall declare the acts of equity. When I reach the appointed time, I shall tell the acts of equity. Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. Ki, for, or when, ki ekach, when I take, ki ekach moed, ki ekach moed, when I take the moed, the appointed time, ki ekach moed, when I take the moed, also the gathering in the sense of the feast, the festival is the moed, the appointed place, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting. Also, in the Hebraic sense, the synagogue is called the moed, the appointed place. Ki ekach moed, ani, I, me shari, equity, eshpot, will judge. Ani ya me sharim eshpot. Or maybe translated as, when I reach the appointed time. Ki ekach moed, I shall declare the acts of equity. Ani meisharim eshpot, or I myself will judge with equity. Now here, this verse in the King James Version, KJV, is numbered as the second verse. That Hebraically is the Gimel, the third verse. This verse here is translated as, when I shall receive the congregation, the Moed, the appointment, the appointed time. I will judge uprightly. Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. So the sense of ekach, from lakach, to take or to receive. Ki ekach moed, to receive, or take a set time, the moed. Ki ekach moed, translated KJV as receiving the congregation. When I take the appointed time, when I reach the moed, ki ekach moed, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof were quaking, I myself establish the pillars of it, Selah. Hear, today's Psalm 75, Mizmor Ayin Hey, here at the Dalet verse, Hebraic with the fourth verse, when the earth and all the inhabitants thereof were quaking, I myself establish the pillars of it. Selah. Pause. Dear Psalm. Nimogim eretza wikola yishbeha. Anokia tikanti amudeha. Selah. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. Nimogim eretz wikola yishbeha. And all the inhabitants of her, speaking of the earth. Nimogim eretz, we call a yishbeha. Anoki, I, the absolute I, myself. Anoki, tikanti, amudeha. Tikanti, established, amudeha, the pillars thereof, or amudeha, ha, her, pillars, Selah, forever, Selah, pause. When HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sought to give HaTorah, the Torah, to Yisrael, the earth, she began to quake and totter out of fear that the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, would not, God have mercy, Hashem Yirachem, accept HaTorah, and that the earth would turn back to emptiness and chaos, emptiness and chaos. But as soon as the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel said, according to Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 24, verse 7, we will do and obey. Na'aseh v'nishma, na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and obey. Na'aseh v'nishma. The earth established itself, established herself again on its, on her foundation. As is said even here, here, here in today's psalm, I myself established the pillars of it, Selah. I myself established the pillars of her, her pillars, forever, Selah. Anochi tikanti amudeha, Selah. I say to the wicked, you shall not lift up the horn. Here, 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 today, Psalm Mizmor Ein Hey, Mizmor Ein Hey, here at the Hey, the fifth verse, Hebraically. I say to the wicked, to the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. Amarti la Rishaim, al tarimu karen. I say, Amarti la Rishaim, to the ratchet, to the wicked, al tarimu karen. Lift not up the horn. Al tarimu karen. You shall not lift up the horn. Y'all shall not lift up the horn. Al tarimu karen. Al tarimu karen. Rav Berkayu, Berkaya, in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, read these words in the light of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 104, Hebraically, the 31st verse that reads, the Lord shall rejoice in his works. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'asayu. May Jehovah rejoice in his works. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'asayu. B'ma'asav, b'ma'asav. Some would say b'ma'asayu. Yismach. He will be happy, Yahuwah. He who be, who he be, there ma'isayo, in his works. Ismach Yahuwah, there ma'isayo. Of the time when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created His earth. What says Scripture? According to Bereishis, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, it reads, God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od, and Elohim saw everything that He had made. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa, and behold v'hine, and behold v'hine tov, good me'od, very. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od. The words God saw, Hebraically, Wayar Elohim, Wayar Elohim, Elohim saw, can have no other meaning than that Elohim rejoiced. As in the verse, even from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, verse 14, when he seeth thee, he will rejoice in his heart. Ve'raika ve'samacha be'libo. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. V'raika v'samach b'libo. But, said Elohim, after Adam sinned, after Adam offed up,
I remove my presence into Shemayim, into the heavens, so that I, who am the Elohim of the world, no longer rejoice. If one may venture to attribute such words to him, quote, in the world because the wicked, the Rishaim, rejoice in this world. Hence, hear the verse, the glory of the Lord shall be in the world. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. And hear, Mizmor Kof, Dalet, Psalm 104, hear the fuller fullness of the 31st verse Hebraically. May the glory of Jehovah endure forever. May Jehovah rejoice in his works. Yehi Yakvod Yahuwah le'olam. Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'esayo. This verse speaks of the olam haba, of the world to come. The verse does not say the Lord Yahuwah Jehovah rejoices, but Yahuwah Jehovah shall rejoice, will rejoice. That is, shall rejoice in the olam haba, in the world to come, in the zemana labo, in the time, the iwa to come. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, it is written, I say to the arrogant, you shall not deal arrogantly, and to the wicked, the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. Amarti ala holim ala taholu willa rishayim al tarimu karen. According to HaRebanim, according to the rabbis, HaRebanim, the scholars of Torah, this verse here in today's psalm, it alludes to Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab. And here, Midrash note, see Exodus, refer to Exodus Shemot, Exodus chapter 6, verse 23, here, where it reads, and Aaron took him, Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nahshon, to wife. And she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Yitamar. Vayikach Aharon et Eliashara, bata Aminadab, echota Nahshon, lawu li'isha, wa teleda lawu aeta nadava weeta vihua eta el azara weeta itamar. So here, ani lechozer, I repeat. According to HaRebbanim, the scholars of Torah, this verse from today's psalm is more Ein Hei, Psalm 75, Hebraically the Hei verse, the fifth verse, corresponding with the fourth verse in the KJV that reads, Amarti laholim ala taholu willa rishai al tarimu karen. I say to the arrogant, you shall not deal arrogantly, and to the wicked, the ratchet, you shall not lift up the horn. According to the scholars of Torah, this verse alludes to Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, who in one day knew four great joys. She saw her brother-in-law Moses made king. Her husband Aharon made Kohen Gadol, high priest. Her brother Nahshon made prince. And her sons Elazar and Yitamar made adjutants of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. But then her two other sons, Nadab and Abihu, went in to make offerings and were devoured and were eaten up by fire, as is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 2, where it reads, and there came forth fire from before the Lord and devoured them and ate them up. And there came forth ash, fire, from before, from the face, from the presence of he who be, we be. And devoured them. And there came forth fire
Watetzeh, and she came forth in fire, she came forth, Watetzeh, Eisha, Milifnei, Yahuwah, and fire, she came forth from the presence, from the face of he who be, who he be, Watokalotam, and she ate them up. And after the death of the two sons of Aharon, of Aaron, here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1. Achrei mot shnei b'nei Aharon. And after the death of the two sons of Aaron, Achrei mota shnei b'nei Aharon, her joy changed to grief. And so the arrogantly righteous have no joy in this world. Here, a midrash note. So here in the midrash note for Mizmor Ayin Hey, Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, the attribution of arrogance to Elisheba, seems unnecessary. The commentator means to cite her as an example of the sufferings of the righteous, while the wicked, the ratchet, are at ease. Yet the latter will be eventually punished. Yet the latter, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones that are at ease, will be punished eventually. And so, the arrogantly righteous have no joy in this world. Only the wicked, HaRishaim, the ratchet ones, rejoice. Hence, hear, I say to the arrogant, you shall not arrogantly rejoice. Amarti, laholim, al taholu. Deal not arrogantly, you shall not arrogantly rejoice. Amarti laholim, al tahol la rishai, al tarimuk arren. I say to the arrogant, deal not arrogantly, and to the ratchet, the wicked, lift not up the horn. The horn, 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 the horn. Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey,
Ein, Hey,
Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Mizmor, Ein, Hey, Lamnat Eyach, Ala Tashchet, Mizmor, Le Asaf, Shir, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnat Eyach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy, Mizmor, Le Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, Shir, a song, Mizmor le Asaf.
מזמור עין ה, למנצח אל תשחט, מזמור לה...
אל תרימו למרום הקרנכם. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness cometh an uprising. Hear. Today, Psalm Mizmor Ayin Hey, Mizmor Ayin Hey. Psalm 75, hear, Hebraically, the wow to the Zion. The 6th and 7th verses, here. Altarimu, lamarom akarnekem, tedabrua biz awarataka, ki loa mia motza, ua mia ma'raba, willoa mia midabarra harim. Lift not up your horn on high. Altarimu, lamarom karnekem. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck, tedabrua biz awarataka.
for Niza Niza from the east, Ki Loa Mia Mota, nor from the west, Ua Mia Ma'rab, nor yet from the wilderness, Willoa Mia Midbara, cometh an uprising, Harim. When Belshazzar, according to Daniel chapter 5, verse 5, when Belshazzar saw the palm of the hand that wrote, and the king saw the palm, pas, the palm of the hand that wrote, pasa yida diya katva, pasa yida diya katva. He said, I wonder if perhaps a kingdom is in rebellion against me. When Belshazzar saw the palm of the hand that wrote, according to Daniel chapter 5, verse 5, he said, I wonder if perhaps a kingdom is in rebellion against me. And he sent messengers to every single prefecture, but did not find a kingdom in rebellion against him. Hence, here, it is said, for neither from the east, nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh an uprising. Kilo mi motzau mi marab, willoa mi midbara harim. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, bless thee, he said to Belshazzar, thou sentest messengers to all prefectures, but didst thou send one to me? But didst thou send one to I? Yet I am he, Anahu, who shall put thee down. For I am he, Anahu, that puts down, and he that rises up, as is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ayin Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, at the Chet verse, the 8th verse. For God is judge. He putteth down one, and riseth and raiseth up an other. For God is judge. Elohim is judge. Ki Elohim ashofet. He putteth down one. Ze yashpil. And lifteth up another. With ze yarim. Ki Elohim shofet. Ze yashpil. With ze yarim. Rav Berkayu said in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, Elohim puts down one kingdom and raises up another kingdom. When the kingdoms of Media and Persia came up, the kingdom of Babylon went down. And here, Midrash note, Media and Persia, this is Buber's emendation. The ET, the edited text has Greece and Persia. The edited text reads Greece and Persia. Therefore, here, when the kingdoms of Greece and Persia came up, the kingdom of Babylon went down. In a different exposition, the verse is read, this putteth down and this raiseth up. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. This putteth down. Ze yashpil and this raiseth up with ze yarim. And is taken to speak of the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites who, when they lowered themselves to make the so-called golden calf, the molten calf, use this in a tone of contempt, saying, as for this man Moses, according to Shemot, according to Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, Ki ze Moshe ha'ish asher, this and this, as for this man Moses, Ki ze Moshe ha'ish, ze, Moshe ha'ish, ki ze, Moshe ha'ish. So, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, lowered themselves to make the molten calf, here, Midrash, no, literally, in the Midrash Tehillim, quote, that deed of theirs, end quote. Thus, when they, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, lowered themselves to make that deed of theirs, that deed of theirs, use ze, this, Hebraically, ze, in a tone of contempt, saying, as for this man, Moses, ki ze Moshe ha'ish, but who, when ha'el, true good, the true God, ha'elohim, commanded, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 30, verse 13, this they shall give, half a shekel for Yahuwah, for Jehovah. This they shall give, half a shekel for he who be who he be. Ze yitnu, this they shall give. Ze yitnu, machisita hashekel, machisit hashekel, half a shekel, half a shekel, machisit hashekel, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. They raise themselves by heeding the ze of the command, the ze, this, ze, yitnu, the ze of the command. Hence, it is said, this putteth down and this raiseth up. Ze, yashpil, with ze, yarim, ze, this putteth down. Ze, yashpil, and ze, this raiseth up, with ze, yarim. A different exposition, he putteth down one and raiseth up another. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. This means that Elohim brings one family low and raises another family high. Ze yashpil with ze yarim. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. Hear, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraic with 9th verse. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a chalice. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup. Kikos biyad Yahuwah. For in the hand of he who be who he be, biyad Yahuwah, there is a cup. Kikos biyad Yahuwah. Lest the cup, the chalice, the kos, lest the cup be thought empty. The verse goes on to say, and the wine, we yayin, and the wine, we yayin. Lest the wine be thought weak. The verse goes on to say, is seething, chamar, is seething. That is, the wine is strong and old. Rav Yudan, Rav Chama, and Rav Yitzhak, Isaac taught in the name of Rav Chia that in the Zemana Labo, in the time that I were to come, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will say to Paro, to Pharaoh, drink thy cup, drink thy chalice, and Paro, Pharaoh will reply, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, long since I drank my cup in the world. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will then say, what thou drankest in the world was scarcely a drop. As it is said, he caused the same to be poured out drop by drop. He caused the same to be poured out drop by drop. Wayager mizeh, and he pours out the same, or wayager mizeh, and he causes the same to be poured out drop by drop. But it is also said, surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall drain them and drink them. Ak shemareha yimtzu yishtu kol harisha'ei aretz. Surely the dregs thereof, all the Rishay, the ratchet, all the ratchet of the earth shall drain them and drink them. Yimtzu, yishtu. And here, yimtzu,
draining shall drain, yimtzu they shall drain, yishtu and drink. Yimtzu they shall drain comes from matzah to drain out, to suck it up, to suck it out, by implication to drain, to squeeze out, to suck, or in the KJV version, the King James version, reads this verse as shall wring them out and drink them. Shall wring it out and drink it. Yimtzu yishtu. Shall drain them, shall suck it out, suck it up, shall suck it out and drink it out. Though thou drankest of the wine, the yayin, thou, the I, didst not drain it, didst not matzah, did not suck it out, as is said, according to Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, verse 9. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Shachrua velo yayin, na'ua velo shechar. Y'all that are drunken but not with wine, that stagger but not with strong drink. Shakru velo yayin. Y'all that are drunken, shakru, but not with wine. Velo yayin, that stagger, na'u, but not with strong drink. Velo shekar. Here, the fuller verse, here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. Stupefy yourselves and be stupid. Blind yourselves and be blind. Ye y'all that are drunken but not with wine, that stagger but not with strong drink. Hita mahimuhu, stupefy yourselves. Hita mahimuhu, hita mahimuhu, hita mahimuhu, u temahu, and be stupid. U temahu, and be stupid. Blind yourselves. Hisha ta'ash, u, and be blind. Wash, u, y'all that are drunken, shakru, but not with wine, with lo yayin, na'u, that stagger, na'u, but not with strong drink, with lo shekar. Rav El-Ezer, Elijah, the son of Rav, Jose, the Galilean, took the verse in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 34, that reads, is not this laid up in store with me? And sealed up in my treasures? Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 34. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up in my treasures? Halohu kamus imadi, chatum abe otrotai. Is not this laid up in store with me, in store with I? Halohu kamus imadi, sealed up, chatum, in my treasuries? Be'otrotai, halohu kamus imadi, chatuma be'otrotai. Rav Eliezer, the son of Rav Jose the Galilean, took these words to mean that this bitter cup, this bitter chalice, is laid up with Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, for those who reject the law, for those who reject HaTorah, and who will themselves be rejected. And here, Midrash note, Kamus, laid up in store, Hebraically, Kamus, laid up in store, is taken to signify kos, cup, chalice, kos. Amus, laid up, Liya me'usim, for the rejected. So the Midrash Tanai, page 200. So Kamus, found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32 at verse 34, Halohu, Kamus, Imadi, is not this laid up, Kamus, laid up in store, signifying the kos, the chalice, Amus, laid up, Liya me'usim, for the rejected, Kamus, Kamusi, li me'usi, for the rejected, ani lechozir, this taken to mean that the bitter cup is laid up with Elohim for those who reject HaTorah, his directions, instructions, the law, and who will themselves be rejected, li me'usim. Rav Acha taught, from what kind of cup, what kind of chalice will they be made to drink? From a Tiberian
cup, a Tiberian chalice, not a cup so roundly shaped that it pours all at once, but one shaped like a pail for swill, wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. A cup like the one referred to in the verse, even the verse from Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 32, that reads, "Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup, which is deep and wide." Kosa echotech tiyashiti ha'emuka ve'ha'rehava. Thou, speaking to she, shall drink of thy sister's cup, kosa echotech tiyashiti, that is deep and large, ha'emuka ve'ha'rehava. Kosa echotech tishti ha emuka weha rechaba. And here midrash note where Rav Acha taught that it is a Tiberian cup, not a cup so roundly shaped that it pours all at once, but one shaped like a pail for swill, wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Here midrash note, and narrow at the top. Midrash note, that is a cup that holds a far greater volume of liquid than might at first appear from the size of its mouth. A cup narrow at the top, wide at the bottom, narrow at the cup at the top. That is to say, a cup that holds a far greater volume of liquid than might at first appear from the size of its mouth. Therefore, the quote from Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 32, "Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup that is deep and wide," speaking to she. Kol sa'echotech tishti ha'emuka weha'rehaba. You find that there are four cups of good and four cups of evil. The cups of good, for example, Psalm 23, verse 5, "My cup, my chalice runneth over." Psalm 16 and 5, "The Lord is the portion of my cup, of my chalice." And Psalm 116, verse 13, "And I will lift up the cup of deliverances." Deliverances imply two such cups, two such chalices. These are the four cups of good and the four cups of consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, will give the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, to drink in HaZmana Labo, in the time, in the Iowa to come. The four cups of punishment for HaRasha, for the Rishaim, for the ratchet and the ratchet ones. Jeremiah, according to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7, "Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken." Hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 75, Hebraically the 9th verse, "For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup, and the wine is seething. The dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them." Psalm 11 and 6, "Burning tempest, this shall be the portion of their cup, of their chalice." Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15, it reads, "Take this cup of the wine of fury and cause all the nations to drink it." These are the four cups of punishment that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty Ha'Elohim, will give the wicked, the ratchet, Risha'im, to drink in Hazman Labo, in the time, the Iwa, to come. And here, Midrash, known in this section, reference to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 11, the fifth parak, the fifth section in the Midrash Tehillim, 11.5. And here, zooming into a section from the Midrash on Psalm 11, Mizmor Yod Aleph, here, in the fifth section, zooming into this portion, bringing out the four cups of good, the four cups of evil. The portion of their cup from Psalm 11, verse 6. Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu,
The Holy One, blessed be He, will give to the Goyei Haaretz, the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles of the earth, the earthly plane, four cups of punishment to drink. Pointing to today's Psalm, Psalm 75, verse 9, for in the hand of Yahuwah, Biyad Yahuwah, there is a cup, kikos, with foaming wine, the dregs thereof all the wicked, the Rishaiyah, Aretz, the wicked rats of the earth shall drink. Yermeyahu, Jeremiah 51 and 7, Babylon hath been a golden cup in Yahuwah and Jehovah's hand that made all the earth drunken. And in Yermeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15, take this cup of the wine of fury and cause all the nations to drink it. And Psalm 11, 11 and 6, burning tempest, this shall be the portion of their cup. But Ha'el, Ha'elohim, will give the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, four cups of deliverance of Yeshua, deliverance, salvation, victory to drink. Psalm 16, verse 5, Yahuwah Jehovah is the portion of Kosi, my cup, my chalice. Psalm 23, verse 5, Kosi, my cup, my chalice, runneth over, overfloweth. Psalm 116, verse 13, and I will lift up the cup of deliverances, the deliverances. Some translations bring out, I will lift up the cup of salvation. But Hebraically, it would be salvations, or deliverances, or victories. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa. Kos, the cup, the chalice, Yeshuot, of Yeshua, of salvation, victory, deliverance, ot. The ending makes it plural, ki. Here, here, here. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, Esa, I will lift up. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, U, B'Shem, Yahuwah, Ekra, and call upon the name of Jehovah. Here, here, here. I will lift up the cup, the kos, the chalice of deliverances, of salvations. This verse, truly, Hebraically, does not say deliverance, but deliverances. This verse, Psalm 116, Hebraically, the 13th verse, does not say salvation in the singular, but the cup, the chalice of salvations. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, I will lift up. Thus, here, 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 implying two cups. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, O B'Shem, Yahuwah, Ekra, 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 and all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, the 11th verse. We call Karnei Rishaim, E Gadea, Te Romamna, Karnota Tzadik, all. And all we call, and all we call, Karnei Rishai, and all the horns of Rishai, of the ratchet also, will I cut off. Igadea, 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 we call, Karnei Rishai, Igadea. But the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up, shall be lifted up. Te Romamna, Te Romamna, Te Romamna. Shall be lifted up, Karnot, the horns, Tzadik, of the righteous, Te Romamna, Karnota Tzadik. There are 10 horns that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He,
lifted up for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel, for the Israelites. One, the horn of Abraham, as is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 5 and 1. Let me make I sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in the horn of the son of oil. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. Ashira na lididi, shirata dodi ale karmo, karem haya lididi, bikaren ben shamen. Let me make I sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Ashira na lididi, shirata dodi ale karmo, karem haya lididi, bikaren ben shamen. Or this verse here from Yeshayahu, from Isaiah, may also be translated as follows. Let me sing of my well-beloved, a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard in the horn, had a vineyard in the horn. Karem haya lididi, bikaren, of the son of oil. Of the Ben Shaman, Karem Haya Lididi, my well-beloved, had a vineyard. Yedidi for Yedidi, Lididi, had a vineyard. Karem Haya Lididi, Bikaren in the horn, Bikaren Ben Shaman, in the horn of the son of oil, or in other translations, in a very fruitful hill, or literally in the Hebrew of it, the karen, bikaren ben shamen, literally a horn of the son of fatness, an allusion to the fertility of the Eretz Yisrael. And here, Midrash note, the opening part, let me make I sing of my well-beloved, my well-beloved. Ashira na lididi. Ashira na lididi. Make I sing. Allow I. Make I. Come on now. Ashira na lididi. Make I sing of my well-beloved. Here. Midrash note. This is taken as referring to Abraham, who was called Ha Elohim's beloved, the true good, the true God's beloved. Ashira na lididi, ashira na megai, and I say. And this here is the first of the 10 horns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lifted up for the B'nai Yisrael. The second is the horn of Yitzhak, of Isaac, as is said even in Bereshith in Genesis. Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Wehine ayil achar ne'echaz basavak basabaka bik arnayo. And behold, wehine, behind him a ram. Wehine ayil ram, with hine ayil achar, behind him ne echaz caught basabak in the thicket basabaka bikarnayo by his horns bikarnayo. With hine ayil achar ne echaz basabaka bikarnayo. The third horn, the horn of Moshe, the horn of Moses, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. The skin of his face sent forth horns. The skin of his face sent forth horns. U Moshe lo yada ki akaran or panayo bidabro ito. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams, or sent forth horns, while he talked with him. U Moshe lo yada ki yakarana or panayo bi dabro ito. The skin of his face sent forth horns. Ki yakaran or panayo. So the horn of Moses, of Moshe, the third horn, the skin of his face sent forth horns. Ki yakaran or panayo. And here, the fourth of the ten horns, the horn of Shemuel, Shemuel of Samuel, in prophecy, as is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 1, and Hannah prayed, and Hannah prayed and said, my horn is exalted in the Lord. Watita palel Hannah, and Hannah prayed. Watita palel Hannah, watomar, and said, Rama karni bayahuwah, my horn is exalted in Jehovah. Rama karni bayahuwah. Watita palel hana watomar. Rama karni bayahuwah. Here, Midrash, no, spoken by Hannah at the time, at the birth, spoken by Hannah at the birth of Shemuel, the birth of Samuel, who later became a prophet, a Nabi. And the fifth horn, the horn of Aharon, the horn of Aaron in the high priesthood. As is said, even in Psalm 112, Hebraically the ninth verse, Psalm 112, verse 9, his horn shall be exalted in honor. Karno tarum bi kavod, his horn, karno, shall be exalted, tarum, in honor, bi kavod, karno tarum bi kavod, his horn shall be exalted in honor. And here, Midrash note, the word kavod, the word honor or kavod, some enunciate as kavod, kabod, the word, Hebraic word for honor, is applied to the Kohen Gadol, to the high priest's garments. Here, confer, refer to Shemot, Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, where the word honor, kabod, is applied to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Bigdim, his garments, refer to Exodus chapter 28 and 2. And here, Shemot, Exodus, chapter 28, here, the second verse. We asita bigdeya kodesha le aherona achika le kabod ua le tif aret. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for splendor and for beauty, for splendor and beauty, for honor and glory, splendor and beauty. Here. We're Asita, and I, male, shall make Bigdei Kodesh, holy garments, Le Aharon, for Aaron, Achika, the I brother, Le Kavod, for honor, Ule Tifaret, the Hebrew, Tafara, Tafari, uale tifaret. We asita vigde kodesh, laheronachika, likavod uale tifaret. That's the fifth horn. Here, the sixth of the ten horns, the horn of the Sanhedrin, the assembly, the great assembly in Torah. Of that is said, even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, where it reads, he had horns coming forth from his hand. He had horns coming forth from his hand. And here, Habakkuk 3 and 4, the fuller verse right here, 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 and a brightness, coming from the Hebraic translation, and a brightness appeared as the light. Rays hath he at his side, or horns had he at his sides, and there is the hiding of his power. And here, here, the King James Version, KJV, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Winoga kaora tihye karnaima miyado lau wishama chabion ozo. Here, 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 KJV translation, and his brightness was as the light. Vinoga kaashara tihye, winoga kaashara tihye. He had horns coming out of his hand. Karnaim, horns, karnaim, miyado, from his hand, from his hand. Miyado, lau, karnaim, miyado, lau, horns from his hand for him, or some translate, rays, rays hath he at his side. Rays hath he at his side. Karnaim miyado, mi from yado, his hand, his yad, miyado lau, for him, with sham, and theya, with sham, chebion, uzo, and theya chebion, the hiding, chebion, uzo, uzo, of his power, and there was the hiding of uzo, his power, with nogaha kaasher tihye, Karnaima miyado lau with sham chebion uzo. And here, here, Midrash notes, in that chapter of Habakkuk, of Imbakom of Habakkuk, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, is described as revealing himself. In that chapter in Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, is described as revealing himself, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Ha'el Elohim, Ha'el, is described as revealing himself. And that there, the sixth of the ten horns, the seventh, the horn of Haman in the Levitical office, as is said even in First Chronicles chapter 25, verse 5, where it reads, all these were the sons of Haman to lift up the horn. All these. Kol ele banima lehemana chose hameleka be dibrei ha'elohima leharima karen. Waya yitena ha'elohima lehemana banima arib'a asara u banota shalosh. Full of verse, here, here, here. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, in the words of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, to lift up the horn. And Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. Kol ele, all these were the sons of Haman. Kol ele banima lehaman chose hameleka bidibreya ha'elohima leharima karen. Leharim karen, to lift up the horn. Leharim karen. And here, here, Midrash note, these were identified as Halloween, as Levites, as Lewawian. These, kol ele banima leheman, all these, the sons of Haman, Jose, Hamelech, the king's seer, bedivrei ha'elohim, by the words of the true good, the true God, leharim karen, to lift up the horn. Here, the seventh of the ten horns, and the eighth of the ten horns, the horn of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, at the building of HaHeikal, at the building of the temple. As is said, even in Psalm 22, verse 22, where it reads, Thou hast heard me from the horns of the rain. Thou, the eye, has heard I from the horns of the rain. And here, this verse also is translated in other versions, like the King James Version, Psalm 22, at the 21st verse, Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me, thou hast heard I from the horns of the unicorn. Thou hast heard I, thou hast heard I from the horns of the rain, Hebraically. Ua mi karneya remima nitani, yea, from the horns of the wild oxen. Do thou, the I, answer me, answer I. Ua mia karneya remim nitani, does the I answer to I. So the rain, the wild oxen, Reimim. Here, for more on the rain, wild oxen, Reimim. Here, in Psalm 22, Hebraically, the 22nd verse, KJV, translates as the horns of the unicorn. For more on this right here, see the Midrash Tehillim 22, the 28th section. So here, for the eighth of the ten horns, the ninth horn is the horn of the king, Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach, in kingship, as is said even in 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 10. The Lord will exalt the horn of his anointed. The Lord will exalt the horn of Meshecho, of his Moshiach. We yareim karen Meshecho, and exalt the horn of his anointed. We yareim karen Meshecho, and exalt we yareim the horn karen of his anointed, his Messiah, Meshecho. We yareim karen Meshecho, the ninth, the horn of Moshiach HaMelech, the King Messiah in kingship. And here, the tenth of the ten horns, the horn of David, the horn of David, the horn of David, in the light of the Yom Labor, the day to come, as is said even in Psalm 132, Hebraically the 17th verse, Psalm 132, verse 17, where it reads, There will I make the horn of David, of David, to bud. There will I make the horn of David to bud. Sham atmiach karena le David. There, Sham, will I make a horn to shoot up, to bud, to shoot up to David. Sham atmiach karen le David. There will I make a horn to shoot up to David, or there will I make a horn to David, to bud. Sham atzmiach karen l'David. But when the Bnei Yisrael, when the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Israelites sinned, ucked up, the horns were taken from them and given to the goyi ha'aretz, to the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, as is said even in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, where it reads, Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and it had ten horns. Behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and it had ten horns. Wairua chela reviaya. De chila we ematani we karanayin
Sar Laha, and behold, Waru, a fourth beast. Chaiwa, 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 Waru, Chaiwa, Re'biaya, dreadful and terrible. Dechila, we a matani, and it had 10 horns. We karnayin, asar laha. We karnayin, asar lah. Daniel 7:7. Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. This verse proves that the heathen nations, the nations of the world, are symbolized by the beast described in Daniel, in Daniel, and that as long as the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet endure, the horns of Yisrael, of Israel, remain cut off, as is said even in Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 3. He hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Yisrael. He hath cut off in fierce anger all the horn of Israel. Gada'a bachori af kol keren Israel. He hath cut off in fierce anger. Gada'a bachori af all the horn of Israel. Kol keren Israel. Gada'a bachori af. Call Karen Yisrael. But the verse further proves that when Ha'el Elohim lifts up the horn of Ha'tzadik, of the Tzadikim, of the righteous ones, he will also cut off the horns of Harasha, of Ha'rishaim, the ratchet ones, as is said even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Hebraically, at the 11th verse, that reads, all the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, we call Karnei Rishaim, will I cut off. Igadea, we call Karnei Rishaim, Igadea. Then the horns of the righteous one shall be lifted up. Then the horns of the righteous one shall be lifted up. Te romamna arnot tzadik. That is the horns of Israel, that the righteous one of the universe, the universal righteous one, Adik Hayikum, the righteous one of the universe, had cut off. Then the horns of the righteous one, Sadik, even Sadika Hayikum, Te Romamna, Te Romamna, Karnota Sadika. Then the horns of the righteous one shall be lifted up, that is to say, the horns of Yisrael, that Sadika Hayikum, the righteous one of the universe, had cut off. Te romamna karnota tzadika. The horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Lifted be.